神韵为恢复和弘扬中国传统文化艺术，过去十年每年巡演100多个城市，在全球创出艺术奇迹。2017年亚洲巡演版图再扩大，增加越南等国家，但至今还未在东方之珠香港演出过。神韵香港主办方星期三在报章刊登全版广告，倡议港府邀请神韵明年来香港演出。
香港是中西文化交汇的城市，应该在推广中国这个传统艺术做出努力，所以说我们希望香港康文署邀请神韵艺术团来香港演出。
公开信提及，康文署过去曾多次邀请一些世界著名艺术团体来香港演出，相信神韵的到来不但是香港的艺术盛事，也必然促进中国和世界的进一步融合。新唐人并呼吁香港各界知名人士联署支持。新唐人记者梁真在香港报道。
政治素人川普11月9号当选为美国的第45任总统，震惊全球。共和党的全国委员会的委员肖恩斯蒂尔在选后接受本台专访的时候表示，美国主流媒体在本次的大选当中一边倒的已失去了读者的信任，而大纪元和新唐人的报道独立公正，是最可信赖的媒体。
美国总统大选前夕，几乎所有主流媒体都一面倒地支持民主党候选人希拉里。9号结果公布时，主流媒体纷纷跌破眼镜。
Most journalists in America are not trusted. They're considered propagandists, and they are. 90% are registered Democrats or to the left of Democrats.
相对于主流媒体的偏颇报道，大纪元新唐人在大选前准确捕捉到川普胜选的趋势，其独立公正的报道令很多读者和局内人由衷感佩。
You're completely free from the Communist Party. Nobody's telling you what to do.You support yourselves. You have a massive audience. You're the ones that I trust the most.
目前各界都在关注胜选后的川普将邀请哪些人加入他的执政团队，其核心理念又是什么？
A lot of people from the Reagan movement, look at the Hoover Institute at Stanford University. All conservatives, all anti-communists, all PhDs, all very smart.Many of them are going into the Trump administration.
有分析称，川普是商人出身，执政后可能更容易被利益操控，被中共所左右。
I think anybody who thinks they can manipulate Donald Trump doesn't understand Donald Trump.
斯蒂尔分析说，那些指望川普为与中国做贸易而放弃人权等核心价值的说法，完全站不住脚。
Donald Trump doesn't like the trade at all. So.Why does he need a compromise on that? He thinks the trade's unfair and unbalanced. And so I think one of the answers will be when the Chinese say, well, we're going to stop selling you this. He says, well, you've got a human rights problem. Why don't you solve that first? Then we can talk. So that puts the Chinese in an impossible box.
这是新唐人记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。